Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Jon Moxley was back on AEW Dynamite, shutting down a heckler in the process.
The real reason this match was pulled from AEW last night.
Max Caster blasted WWE's gory self-mutilation barb on last night's Dynamite.
And another AEW Originals contract is set to expire soon. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Jon Moxley's back.
Yes!
That was nice, wasn't it? Kicking off the show.
He looks great, by the way.
Looks great. Looks a lot looks a lot healthier.
Yeah.
Looks a lot more happy with where he is in the world. It's great. It's a really great segment overall, right? I mean, he comes out, he opens the show. It's just really uplifting stuff.
Sorry.
All the way through.
Well, I just remembered the first thing he said.
Yes, the first thing he said.
It was lovely, overall. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear what he says. And what did he start with, Andy?
We're burying the lead a little bit here, but it was a lovely segment, right? Talking about fighting your demons and showing your scars, present the world who you really are.
Drinking blood.
He only drinks blood now. What was it he said about his demons? There's a line here that's really good. Oh yeah, I don't run from demons. I just beat the shit out of them, which I liked. Jon Moxley, looking good, looking great. Everyone was into this segment, right? Arena was completely silent as he spoke. Everyone's like, oh, Jon Moxley, what are you saying? What are you saying? Popping for the big moments, popping for the big lines. Everyone was into it. Apart from one guy.
What would possess you to find out ahead of time Jon Moxley's returning, this hero's return after he's had all these troubles outside of the ring? Tell you what, when he steps in that ring, grabs a mic, and when he goes quiet, I'm going to heckle him.
Yeah, I don't get these morons, man. I really don't.
But dumbass!
Somebody who paid for their ticket for this show, maybe travelled to it as well. They paid this money. They've donated their time to this show. They've got as far as about 2 minutes into the broadcast and decided I'm going to get myself thrown out by being a complete tool. Music dies. Wild Thing fades away from the speakers. This guy, it was hard to make out on television, right? But Joel Pearl, shout outs to him, has tweeted here, basically saying that this guy said, "Boo, get this drunken piece of trash out of the ring," which, of course, given Moxley's struggles and his inpatient alcohol treatment program that he underwent back in November, it was announced, very insensitive, completely lacking in empathy. Jon Moxley, however, barely breathes before saying the following: "Hey, go f*** yourself. Get that guy out of here, piece of shit."
Sorry, Nicholas.
Sorry, editor, for having to deal with that. That's how you deal with a heckler.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with a heckler. Look, it was a great segment on the whole, and that popped my increasingly large because I got a bad diet tits off. So
I mean, I haven't got a great deal to add. I sort of already said it. Why would you say this?
Why'd you pay money to go to a show and abuse someone?
There's
for
a lot
their
of
real problems
recently, like stupid people. Someone heckling Powerhouse Hobbs recently.
The Nyla Rose.
Yeah.
The Hobbs one last week.
Why can't you just go to a wrestling show and enjoy it? And if you don't like the wrestling show,
don't buy a ticket. Yeah, like, getting heat is one thing, right? But abusing a baby face for something they've gone through, like a struggle they've experienced to get back to this point in real life, you lack empathy, you're an idiot, and I hope you get banned from every show ever.
Also, what's the best case scenario there? What, everyone in the crowd goes, good one, mate, yeah.
With this
guy.
No! Yeah, well done. You've just abused this guy we all love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumbass. Anyway. Let's continue talking about last night's AEW Dynamite, because you may remember that there was meant to be a tag match featuring FTR on it. They were set to face Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson. That did not happen on last night's AEW Dynamite. Now, no word specifically as whether Lance Archer versus Frankie Kazarian, which did go on the show as a sort of surprise edition, replaced that. But the reason why FTR versus Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson didn't go down was because the match had to be scrapped due to medical protocols. This is according to Wrestling Observer, Figure 4 Online's Dave Meltzer. No word on who exactly had the issues with the medical protocols. I've got a horrible feeling this is going to become more and more of a regular occurrence in both AEW and WWE in the coming weeks and months, because they're a little bit behind us with the whole Omicron wave, aren't they? And I completely agree with doing this, but it is going to affect anticipated matches going forward.
Yeah, Lord knows what happened here, of course. Match was built last week in a backstage segment, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was advertised throughout the week. In the office, actually, yesterday, we were talking, oh, they've kind of stopped advertising this match, and Lee and Brock were taping, they taped a match for this week's episode of Dark that looked like a warm-up, and it didn't end up on Dark. We're like, something is occurring here, and something did occur. The match wasn't on the show. Maybe they'll reschedule it. Hope whoever has not passed the medical protocol is doing okay, obviously.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so what's my other story? Gory self-mutilation.
Oh, good. Listen.
That was social media was fun with that one over the weekend.
You should tweet it about Raw and they'll just use it in a video package or something. Oh. WWE. Remember that with Blood and Guts?
Yeah, I do indeed. A little DM from USA Network. Hey, man, nice tweet. Can we use it? Anyway, Max Caster, of course, being Max Caster, took a little pot shot at the gory self-mutilation comment. So context, the Bunny and Penelope Ford versus Ty J from Rampage the other week. Awesome street fight, blood and guts and all of that good stuff. It was carnage. It was awesome. We loved it. A lot of people loved it. WWE didn't. They released a statement to the Toronto Star as part of another article. Talking about the gory self-mutilation that buried several women in the match. Because WWE are totally above things like giving a Nazi adjacent U-boat commander's name to a talented wrestler. But anyway,
he's just called Gunther, guys. There was no connection.
Yeah,
there.
It's a coincidence, guys. They'd never do that, Hirohito. Anyway, Caster, he was doing his rap, right? Doing the entrance.
Good rap this week.
It was good this week. And he opened it with the following lines. The Acclaimed, beating that ass if you're hating. Fighting with us is gory self-mutilation. Wasn't the only WWE kind of clapback on the show, was it? Cody, talking about, what was it he called the Gunter name change? Gunter McGillibuddy.
Yes, something along
McBillibuddy. That. McBillibuddy. It wasn't McGillicuddy, was it?
No, it wasn't quite.
But there were some little shots here and there. Look, same old story with this stuff. I like this stuff. I think it's fun. A lot of people don't like it. Fair play. A lot of people also make the argument, oh, it's harming their business. Well, we don't have any evidence to really suggest that. You can like it, you can not like it, whatever. I think it's a riot, and the crowd responds to it.
I'll say this. I like it when it's done like this. When it's completely like, this is clearly the reason why we are doing this, to have shots at our competition, less so for me. But like this, a sort of throwaway thing where people just think, oh, yeah, he's just said the words gory self-mutilation, and that rhymes. Or, you know, Gunther McGillicuddy is just a silly name.
Yeah.
That's the way I prefer it. But I love Max Caster's raps.
Yeah.
And I also want to give a quick mention, because we're talking about it. Anthony Bowens always fires me up when he does the insert place so that they are the Acclaimed have arrived. That always fires me up. But also, have you seen the footage on Darby Allin's Twitter page?
Yes.
If you haven't, go and check it out, of them terrifying people stuck in traffic after the show.
Yeah, Stinger hit a Stinger splash on a Rolls Royce.
Imagine that. Imagine just like, yeah, man, looks like we're going to be here for, oh, fucking hell, it's Darby Allin and Sting. Anyway, let's conclude our sort of AEW roundup here by talking.
There's no WWE news today, sorry. Yeah. None.
Talking about an AEW original whose contract is set to expire. We talked a few days ago, I believe, about Peter Avalon. And now Joey Janela has told Fightful that his contract with AEW expires in May. But he does say he wants to stick around. He talked before when he was talking. I've completely forgotten to write down who it was. Who he was talking to, that he needed to step things up if he was going to be sort of kept on by AEW a while back. But he said, in terms of goals going forward, he wants to bring AEW and surging indie group Game Changer Wrestling closer together, build a relationship between the two. Gennaro, of course, very important for GCW, both on camera and off, and he's going to be fighting Matt Cardona in GCW's Hammerstyle Ballroom show on the 23rd of January. I still think he's got a part to play in AEW.
Yeah, yeah. Contract coming up in a couple of months. There was a rumour last year that he'd re-signed, but obviously that doesn't seem to be the case. Look, Joey Janela's never going to be for everyone, and I think he kind of revels in that. I think he enjoys being the divisive guy, shooting on, like, Coronet, people with that kind of mentality and everything else. I like Joey Janela. I've always liked Joey Janela. I think he's a lot of fun, and I particularly like the way he winds people up. He hasn't been on Dynamite for ages. His last appearance on the show was like May 2021. Mostly been on the YouTube series. He's been doing some stuff with Kayla Rossi. She's been kind of his bodyguard. She's learning the craft. She's been doing some flips and stuff. It's been cool. But yeah, I think he still has a role to play for sure. Even if, you know, the majority of it's going to be on Dark and Elevation.
And if you follow him on social media, he talked about stepping it up, like I said, a while back. He has been putting a lot into making his body better, because I think that was a point of conflict between people online about the way that he looks, and he's clearly trying to make that change, and fair play to him, good luck to him.
I love it when he stirs the pot.
Exactly.
Good guy.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Silverblade, who says, morning guys, do you think they are doing Lights Out for Cole Orange? Yes, last night it was announced at Beach Break next week. Adam Cole, Orange Cassidy are having a Lights Out match. Are they doing that to protect a Cole loss, just like with Brit, or is it just a stipulation enhancement?
Yeah, I think it's a protection thing, for sure. I think that they want to do Cole versus Paige for the title sooner rather than later, and if he has a loss on his record, that is harder to justify. You do the Lights Out. If he loses to Orange, which I think will happen, then it doesn't go on his record. It doesn't count. It gives him and Britt another thing in common. And yeah, as if they need more in common. What a silly comment.
Indeed.
But yeah, I think that's how it's going to happen.
I think you're probably right there. And also, quick shout out to Chris Statlander doing a 450 onto Mr. and Mrs. Adam Cole. That's
I like that. Adam Cole was like, hey, I've got you now. You can't do this. Statlander went, don't care, mate. Splat. Just tear them both out. Quality.
Second question today comes from Jay Swaggercino on Twitter, who says, morning, Kings. I finally might have a good question for you guys. Thank you for submitting this. Well, I literally just look and pick the first three that I see. I'll be honest, I don't really. There's not really a vetting process.
If it includes a certain villain's name,
That won't be getting mentioned. What is the real deal with WWE and the name/gimmick changes? Is it a legal/money thing, or just the machine still living in the past using old methods and bad creative?
Yeah, I think it's an old method kind of thing. I think WWE like having ownership of everything. I don't think they like to, you know, when someone comes in with an established act, sometimes they let it breathe, but quite often they like to make it their own. And I think this is their way of making Walter Gunther their own. Look, sometimes I think it's a silly practice. I think it's a silly name change here, even removed from the connotations of the name. But it's kind of an age-old WWE thing, isn't it? I think you're dead on with your second part there.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it's one of the dumbest things WWE does.
Yeah.
You bring someone in with an established name with an established name, if that makes sense, and you go, nah, you're not Rick Steiner's son, you're Bron Breakker.
Yeah, you're Gary
Smith. But we'll still pay reference to the fact that you're a Steiner, even though you were calling yourself Rex Steiner elsewhere, and that seemed to work, but we have to own this name. It's just like, you know, if, I don't know, Michael Caine changed his name to Bobby Beans, right? And I Googled Michael, I don't want to have to go, oh, what film's he in now? Oh, that's Michael Caine. Bobby Beans is in the new Batman or whatever. Like, it just complicates the whole thing. And for casual fans, if someone says, oh, so-and-so's going to be on this show, and you're like, sorry, who's that? Oh, that's the son of a star. It's needless, it's stupid.
Why bother?
But for the time being, I completely agree. It's not going to change.
Yeah, it's for marketing and merchandise and stuff, isn't it? But can you imagine if AJ Styles had come in and they'd call him Chris Williams or something?
Nonsense. So close to being my dad, that, as well.
He is, hey, the big dog. Your dad's name's Dave.
Right, let's move on to the final question today. It comes from Chris 2, who says, morning, gents. Which is your preferred type of finisher? A sudden impact, a la the RKO or superkick, or something with a lot of setup, e.g. a muscle buster or something from the top rope?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really tough question because I think situationally they're both great. Like, there's a time and a place for the showmanship of an elaborate, yes, long setup. But also, the RKO out of nowhere, the meme,
yeah,
it's great as well. It's a sudden burst of adrenaline. I think I'm going to go for the elaborate setup, mm-hmm, type deal because I like the dramatic closing stretches of the epic matches in pro wrestling history, particularly in Japan. So I really like that setup. And there are cool things you can do within that sequence, within the elaborate setup. Counters, last gasp reversals, things like that. I think I'm going to go with that. But they're both awesome and they both have their uses.
I completely agree. I love just like a desperation RKO or a super kick or whatever it may be. Not the knockout punch, but things like that out of nowhere. But yeah, if you do an elaborate setup and each time you get closer and closer to actually hitting it,
yeah,
W-O-R, oh, it's been cut
splat
off. W-O-R-M. Wait, it's going to be in the Rumble. I'm so excited. I love that. And me and Phil were just randomly talking about Martin Kirby's Zoidberg elbow, yeah, that I think he only ever hit once in WCW.
It's like the
Kikeshi. But my God, the roof came off the place when that happened. So I'm probably going to have to go with the elaborate setup. But like you say, Evan Bourne coming off the top back in the day and getting caught with the RKO, or of course the Seth Rollins, you know, Randy Orton is one of the most infamous moments in WrestleMania history. So, yeah, I think it's depends on the match and the moment is the best way of putting it. But give me an elaborate setup anytime. It's probably what I'll put for my new character on 2K, whenever that's coming out. When is that coming out? It's a while now, isn't it?
March, I believe. March.
I'm actually excited for it for once.
Not going to play it.
Okay, fair enough. Right, let's move on to today's. And finally, and I think for the first time ever, it's a tweet by Grayson Waller off of NXT 2.0.
All right.
I actually thought this was pretty fair play. Yesterday this came out, so you may have already seen it. But obviously, yesterday this conversation was a lot about Walter becoming Gunther. And Grayson tweeted, just so everyone knows, Walter was just too close to Waller. So I spoke to my lawyers, and they're good at what they do. You're welcome. That's some good heel stuff.
That's good. Yeah, good job, Grayson Waller. Well done.
Like very, it. Very good stuff.
He's got the heater now, hasn't he?
Ooh.
So Rav's back. Haven't seen him in a while.
And he's in a suit.
Yeah. Former Indus Share man, of course.
Yeah.
See what he can do.
Best of luck to him. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch today, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hate, as in God's hate. I'm sure I've shouted this band out before. But they did Brody King and Malakai Black's entrance theme last night. And if you like that, Brody King is the singer in the band. They're awesome. The music sounds like a punch right in your nose. Really good. Check them out if you like just like really aggressive hardcore. Yes.
Good stuff. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.